A short-term bout of colder air will be slipping across the Dakotas and Minnesota as we go forward through the day today and especially tonight. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A deep surface low-pressure system moving through the southern part of Ontario to the northern U.S. Great Lakes region will be bringing the wind around to the north through most of the day today, and some snow flurries and snow shower activity will occur across parts of our region. The wind will likely gust between 20 and 30, maybe 35 miles per hour once in a while during the course of the day today, and it will be a cold northerly wind, so it will put a chill in the air. The snow that comes with it is not likely to do much more than blow around, and just trace amounts to maybe a short inch will occur. The greatest precipitation is going to be in northern border areas of Minnesota. The colder air will completely settle into the region by tomorrow morning. A surface high pressure center will be located just north of the Canada border, but we will experience the coolest conditions at that point in time. The low temperatures tomorrow morning expected to dip down into the negative and positive single digits near the Canada border in northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. We'll see single digits and lower teens in many other parts of our region. The exception will be in the south central parts of North Dakota through most of central and southeastern South Dakota, where we'll see teens and some lower 20s tomorrow morning. But the cold will be quick to abate, and as we get into Sunday morning, the temperatures will rebound back to the teens and 20s for most of the region, and even warmer still on Monday with 20s and 30s expected. We'll stay warm Tuesday morning, and then on Wednesday and Thursday, a slight setback will occur with teens expected in some lower 20s once again. The afternoon temperatures today, well, they won't be all that great in the northernmost parts of the region, but not too bad. We will see falling temperatures in the afternoon. 20s and 30s for North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and a few 40s, I suppose, in the southern part of North Dakota and maybe west central Minnesota. Areas to the south will still see another 40 and 50 degree day today. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow, though, 20s and 30s across most of the listening area, a few lower 40s in the southwestern part of the region. Now, Sunday, we'll see the warmth come back, and 40s and 50s will return, except near the Canada border where some 30s are likely, and then we'll see even warmer weather on Monday with 50s and 60s across a fair amount of the region before we cool down again during the middle part of next week. I do not expect to see much other precipitation across the region for a while, but when we get into Tuesday, we will have a chance for a little bit of light rain and rain changing to snow as another frontal system pushes across the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.